Hello, and welcome to As It Is from VOA Learning English. I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Today on the program, we will hear music from one of the oldest neighborhoods in New Orleans, Louisiana.
They'll be playing in the parks. They'll be playing at the Backstreet Culture Museum at San Augusta Church. And also catch them in Congo Square playing New Orleans music.
Music from a place with a style all its own. Today on As It Is. Many people are still talking about the fourth and final season of the HBO television program Tremé. The show was set in a neighborhood unlike any other. Tremé is one of the oldest parts of New Orleans, and a place with a style of music all its own. New Orleans is the birthplace of jazz, and within the city, many will tell you that jazz began in Tremé, in a place called Congo Square. For almost 300 years, African Americans have been coming to Congo Square to play music and dance. And for over a century, the music they play and dance to has been the music of brass bands. Benny Jones Sr. is the leader of the Tremé Brass Band.
They'll be playing in the parks. They'll be playing at the Backstreet Culture Museum, at San Augusta Church, and also catch them in Congo Square playing New Orleans music.
New Orleans is a city not just of jazz, but of parades. Everything from Mardi Gras parades to funeral parades. And when jazz musicians march in the street, it is called second line music. Benny Jones says the name second line comes from the music's beginnings in the military.
The band I played right behind the soldiers, that's where the brass band got the name. Second line, they were playing marching music. So when they got to the streets, they changed the beat of the music, we put the New Orleans beat in it, putting the street beat on the bass drum, and which a snare drum would tie into it, and that's how it come to be a second line brass band.
Much of the marching that second-line brass bands do is to burial grounds.
You can always, at any given time, you may see a band leaving the funeral parlor or church doing a New Orleans traditional jazz funeral. If you're playing for an older person, you're looking for a straight-out traditional jazz funeral. Close a walk with thee, in a sweet by and by, precious Lord, That is funeral music. And when you're playing for younger people, well, today they'll ask for the up-tempo music. So they'll hire a young band, and they do the real up-tempo music for the funeral.
Take something, fellas, take some, come on, shake some, take some, shake some, fellas, take some, ladies, shake some, come on, take some, shake some, take some, ladies, shake something, fellas, take some, come on, shake some, take some, shake some, fellas, take some, ladies, shake some, come on, take some, shake some, take some.
Where the fellas that like to put in work, where the ladies that like to twerk, where the fellas that put in work, where the ladies that like to twerk, where the fellas that like to put in work, where the ladies that like to twerk.
In 2005, Hurricane Katrina destroyed much of New Orleans. The Treme neighborhood was especially hard hit. Benny Jones and most of his band moved to the western United States after the storm. Today, however, Treme is recovering, and Mr. Jones sees plenty to suggest that the area's traditions will carry on.
I play in the Young Men's Olympic Parade. I'm the lead all band. They like traditional music. Right behind me, they have another traditional band. In the back, they have another a modern music. Got a young band. They play the up-tempo music, they, you know, like the reboot music. So everybody playing a variety of music on the parade.
Today, the music continues to change. Young people respect the brass band tradition while adding modern sounds like reggae and hip-hop. It is a kind of music that keeps marching on. And that's our program for today. It was based on a story by reporter Richard Paul. Next Monday on As It Is, we will have another report about American music. We will tell about the growing popularity of mariachi music, especially in the states along the border with Mexico. And we will tell how some Americans used music to support and then oppose an amendment to the United States Constitution. We would like to know what you want to hear about on a future show. We read every message you send us. Write to us at VOA Learning English, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. Or send an email to learningenglish@voanews.com. You can also go to our website, learningenglish.voanews.com, and click Contact Us. While you are there, you can read, listen to, and download our programs. You can follow us on Facebook, LinkedIn, iTunes, Twitter, and on our YouTube channel, all at VOA Learning English. I'm Christopher Cruz. Thanks for listening. Please join me next week at this same time for another report on American music, here on As It Is.